Welcome into our Coach Speak program on this Monday evening, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City, here on 95.7 KQWC. And joining us on the line as we are, our program tonight is talking about soccer across the listening area. First up is the head of boys soccer coach of the Webster City Lynx, Craig Signorine, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.
So as we take a look here at how your team has done, well, really the second half of the season, I would say that they have played pretty well in most cases. I know in your post-game comments, you feel this team has been right there with everybody they played so far this year. The second half of the year, at least the last couple weeks, wins over Iowa, two wins over Iowa Falls Alden. You tied Wright County, you go up to Wright County, then about a week later, lose 3-0 in a really, really high-level game up in Belmont. A 3-2 win over Humboldt, and then a 1-0 win last time out against Hampton Dumont Cal. And for a team that I know we talked about how young they were in a lot of positions coming into the season, just what kind of growth have you seen from this team from where you were maybe in late March to where you are now here in early May?
Yeah, I mean, still learning every day, but yeah, significant growth. And, you know, it's been obviously different than the last couple of years. You know, I looked at the goal scoring just last year, and we had 79 goals at the end of the season. I believe we're like in the 15 range. So, I mean, it's tough to put, you know, when we do create chances, it's tough to put away teams. But, I mean, we are creating chances. Our back line has been really solid. And, yeah, just very proud of the effort, you know, in each game that we put forth on the field. So.
And I know that it has been a lot of mixing and matching for one reason or another throughout the season this year, with different pieces having to move to different spots for, you know, a number of reasons throughout the season, whether injury or something else. But just with how this team has been able to maybe change and move around in different spots on the field, but keep a lot of that same chemistry that they've had, just what does that speak to the kids and the work they've been able to put in?
Yeah, you know, from day one as freshmen, you know, I tell them that it's important to understand, to watch, and to be able to play every position on the field, because you never know what you may be asked to do and what spot you're going to be put in. So, for example, Gio, you know, he started up top for us, scored a goal or two, contributed plenty, and then, you know, we kind of switch our formation a tad, and I asked him to play in the back line. He's done so, and he's done actually a phenomenal job. And, It speaks for itself he is our only senior, to be able to switch a position, offense to defense, you know, no excuses, no complaining. Just it says a lot about his character and the type of kid he is.
And looking at least those that have stood out statistically, David Villalis, as of right now, your leading scorer with 5 goals on the season, and he's gotten some help from guys such as Francisco Rebelario Guinac, who has really played well the last couple of weeks. Jaime Martinez Andriol, I know he has been a big part of this team, and he's really come on strong as of late. Abasai Ramirez Carmona has done an excellent job converting penalty kicks as well. But when you look at how this team lately has been able to find the back of the net, just what kind of execution have you seen on the offensive end, especially from the ones that we mentioned in particular, that have really been able to get this offense maybe flowing a little bit better than it did early in the year?
Yeah, Abasai he's playing some great balls in for us on free kicks. Francisco and David and Jaime, I mean, they're big energy guys. David's got a lot of skill on the ball, and he looks to go at guys one-on-one, and he's done fairly well with that.
And looking on the defensive side, there's been a switch at goalkeeper. Brandon Burney has been plugged in at goalkeeper. And maybe with a little trial by fire his first couple times out, really the last two, his last two outings, he has been really good. A lot of goal late against Iowa Falls in that 4-1 victory, and then held hand to Dumont Cal to a shutout when your team needed it in a very defensive battle on May 7th. And just how do you, have you seen him fill in or step into that goalkeeper spot and really fill in and grow since he's been put into that goalie spot?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine, you know, how he felt and what he feels almost every time he goes back there. But I know, you know, when he looks at the guys in front of him, as far as Abasai, Grayson, Domingo, and now Gio, and even Jesus Gael, you know, he's got to feel pretty confident with the guys in front of him and what they limit in as far as what they limit to their attacks on goal. So he had a great save against Hampton, got a great touch off a free kick, went off the crossbar, and that was really, their only really good chance. Gave up three goals against Wright County, and just not many goalkeepers are going to save those three goals in high school. That's just the way it is. So, but yeah, each game he's getting more comfortable, and that's all you can ask for.
And as we take a look at the schedule here, it is the final week of the regular season. Big one tonight at home with Clear Lake, not only for kind of divvying out the conference standings, it could have a lot of postseason seeding implications as well. Follow that up with a road trip to Charles City tomorrow evening for a makeup game, and then wrap up the regular season on Thursday with Garner-Hayfield Ventura in Garner to wrap up the regular season. Just this last week of the regular season and the going into the postseason going forward, just what is the tone of the team going into this final week of the regular season, and was still quite a bit to play for.
Yeah, I think we feel good. We've been playing well. We've been playing right with teams, like you said, and obviously, it starts with tonight. Hopefully, play well, come out with a win, and move on to tomorrow, and we'll see what type of draw we get. I think I just received an email about sub-state brackets. They usually send them out right during the game on Monday the week before. So I don't know if that email said that they're going to be delayed till tomorrow or not. But we'll see who we get, and we'll go from there.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Clear Lake.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Quinn.
Yeah, that was Craig Signorine, the head boys soccer coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. We are back with girls soccer coach of Webster City, Christine Mason, next on 95.7 FM.